The Chinese are drinking more and more wine. One measure of that, China is now the biggest export market for Bordeaux wines. And now, Chinese vintners are buying up vineyards in the region itself. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley recently traveled to Bordeaux, and she sent this report.
A guide unlocks a heavy wooden door, and we go down into a chateau wine cellar. It's a vast network of underground corridors where thousands of bottles are aging in the cool darkness. Many of the tourists visiting the French Bordeaux winemaking region these days are Chinese. It's retired couple Wang Jiwei's and Chao Chuanchuan's first trip to Europe. They're visiting London and Paris, but they say Bordeaux is also a must-see.
Bordeaux, that's jiu.
For us Chinese, Bordeaux is wine.
And everyone who likes wine wants to come to Bordeaux for the long history of wine and to see how it's made.
But some Chinese are interested in more than just tourism in Bordeaux. Businesswoman Lina Fan has been in France 14 years, where she earned a wine management degree. Fan became one of the first agents to help Chinese investors purchase a chateau. She says it all began around 2007, when the demand for Bordeaux red wine in China skyrocketed.
So in this moment, more and more Chinese importers began to think about, why not buy a chateau in Bordeaux? So that's the Chinese investors began to ask the question, how cost a Bordeaux vineyard? And for Chinese people, for Chinese investors, oh, it's not so expensive.
Fan says there are two kinds of Chinese chateau buyers. The first loves to drink wine, is already an importer, and wants to learn to make wine. The second, she says, is a millionaire looking to burnish his or her image.
It's not only for economic, just for image. French for Chinese people, it means the luxury life, the lifestyle.
The sudden and huge influx of Chinese investment has made some Bordeaux residents uneasy. The Chinese now own 140 chateaus. In second place is longtime investor Belgium with only 40. Still, those numbers become less significant when you compare them to the 10,000 chateaus spread across the Bordeaux region.
Have a good day.
Merci beaucoup.
Anne Largeteau is closing up a wine shop inside a 16th century chateau that also has a new Chinese owner. Generations of Largeteau's family have worked in the wine business. So how does she feel about the dramatic increase in Chinese investment?
The thing is, you know, they've got the money. Unfortunately, we don't have any. They do invest, do the restoration of all the chateaus and etc. So that's a good thing. It's just unfortunate, just because it's not French anymore.
In the year 2000, Bordeaux exported less than 400,000 bottles to what was a small Chinese market. Today, China buys 80 million bottles of Bordeaux wine every year. Christophe Chateau is head of communications for the Bordeaux Wine Board.
They are investing a lot, they are developing tourism, so they are creating a richness for Bordeaux region. So that this is helping Bordeaux, this is not destroying Bordeaux.
Not everyone is so sure. Sixty-year-old Jean-Pierre Lédé has been working in the vineyards his whole life. He says Bordeaux wines are top quality, but now other wines are giving Bordeaux competition.
My big fear is that the Chinese will use what they learn here and cultivate millions of acres of vineyards in China.
And then, says Lede, the French market will be flooded with Chinese wine that's just as good as a bottle of Bordeaux. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Bordeaux.